Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Hello.
Hiya,
hello,
guys. Hello. Hey.
Are you that one? Were you hosting Comic Relief? Did I say you were Comic Relief the other night?
Yeah.
Oh, well done.
It did happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, wow. Loved it. Glad it's done.
Hey, you've raised loads, though. Fair play.
Oh, my gosh. Over 40 million, and it's still coming in, apparently.
Wow.
That is insane, isn't it?
Brilliant.
They were buzzing. They were absolutely buzzing.
Fantastic. Well done. What did you keep saying?
So they kept coming backstage and they were like, we're up on last year.
Meaning they've raised more money
than last year. Yeah.
Okay.
Throughout the show, they were kind of like, oh my, we're up on last year, up on the projected. And I did definitely say a few times, I can just only think of one thing that's different from last year. And they were like, what? Right. Me?
Oh God. There it is. She's a Ramsey, everyone. Well done. Hey, high five.
Thanks.
That classic Ramsey bullshittery. Well,
I think they hated it at the same time.
Yeah?
And I hated myself for saying it, but I just couldn't help myself.
You'd be married to me for too long. You wouldn't. Rosie Winter would never have said that.
No, she wouldn't have.
Never in a million years.
She wouldn't have said it.
Oh, hey,
anyway,
so proud.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
I had a great time. I've wrote a little list of things that I've learned.
Oh, okay, that's good.
From the experience.
A little debrief. Okay, we'll have your little debrief from your first TV.
We'll do it in the main bit if you want.
Oh, well.
Just stuff that I'm not going to do. If I do it again.
Okay, you're coming up on the show today, we've got Rosie's debrief from Comic Relief. Look forward to that. First, here's song? No? Song by someone?
What are you saying? Oh, are you pretending as if you're doing it a link?
Yeah, but then I fucked it up. So listen, it is episode 200
Are
you taking the mic?
Just before we carry on,
yes.
To anybody out there, I haven't stole Chris's job. They're two different charities.
Stop saying it.
Did we mention this last week?
I don't know, but I'm happy to mention it again.
Yeah.
Like people I know, I was getting messages while you were on Comic Relief going, why aren't you on doing this?
Mm-hmm.
How come your wife's on and you're not on?
Yeah.
Different show! Hers is the red nose, mine's the teddy ears with the eye patch.
I got a lot of...
God alive.
I got a lot of, you know, when it's like backhanded. Love you, think you're great, but I don't think it's nice that you stole your husband's job. All right.
No way.
Definitely
you actually
haven't.
Got some of them. That's
as if
fantastic.
I would, though. I'm not like, okay, that might be, right, maybe we might have to cross that in our marriage.
You've got to take the work where the work comes.
Yeah, but I wouldn't do that to you. If somebody was like, we're getting rid of Chris, we want you to do it, I'd probably say, maybe I don't think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Would you do the same for me?
I would not take on any extra work, whether it was you that had been booted on or not. But if you want to take on some of the stuff that the money still comes to our house.
So if you want to, thing, isn't it?
This
yeah,
is fun.
Still.
Hey, look, if you
want
to, I'll knock everything on the head if you just want to do it, and I'll just still get paid for it.
No,
you've said it now.
No, absolutely not.
Hey, look, I'll phone the gym, tell them I'll put us down for another couple hours a week, lads.
God, he's living the best life of his life.
I'm doing more self-care than I've ever done in my entire life. Mm-hmm. I think it's because I'm rolling on towards 40, but honestly, my little ice baths, my little saunas. I put more cream on my face on a night than I've ever put cream on my face in an entire world.
We'll get to that later on.
Yeah. No, you've mentioned it. You already kicked off about it last week.
Stop
repeating your shit. Anyway, listen. Can I just do the my bit now, or are you going to trample all over us because you think you're hot shit because you've been on Comic Relief? Eh? Which one are you
going to
do?
Carry on. Yeah, well, I'll come back to my stuff later on.
Oh, there you go. It is episode 261. Thank you for being here. Obviously, I mentioned it the other week, but please subscribe or follow or whatever the fuck it is that you do. Like in your podcast app, because it makes something to do with something that we do. Rosie's got a belly out and she's making a belly button talk at us.
Stop telling them what I do in private.
Okay, this kind of shit might happen off stage, off camera, on Comic Relief, but right here, we run a goddamn professional setup, right?
Yeah.
Put your kite away, right? And let's chat. Let's chat sponsors. It's episode 261. It's time for this week's lucrative sponsor. This week's sponsor is, and I'm fucking sick of seeing it, and I'd like you to all stop, its sponsor is... Van drivers who put Halloween masks on the headrests of their passenger seat so you think they've got a skeleton in the van with them.
Okay, so I think it's quite quirky.
I'm sick of it. I go, oh, there's a van driver. I'm like, oh, my God, Frankenstein's next to him! Oh, it's very fucking clever, dickhead. Very
they put
clever.
A t-shirt over their chair.
Sunderland t-shirt or a Newcastle t-shirt. I get that because I'm not going, oh, there's a, oh, look, they've got a football fan with no head. But they keep, honestly... They keep doing it. There's like, I've seen werewolf, I've seen skeleton. So it's two blokes in a van and the middle seat will just be a mask.
Is it really upsetting you?
I'm just like, oh God, there's a bloke in that van wearing a mask. Oh, he's put it on the headrest because he's a fucking comedy genius.
Christopher.
Sick of it. It's genuinely unsettling. Stop doing it.
Do you know what's unsettling?
Could cause a crash. What's unsettling?
Which I had to do the other day, which I just don't do very often, but I really don't like it.
Poo indoors?
What? Pooing indoors?
Is that a poo indoors?
It was poo indoors.
No, you don't. You poo outside on the
Shut
grass.
Shut your face. Our kids keep pissing outside, which is really disgusting, by the way. Just literally, we'll get up from watching the telly, go out the back door and piss on the lawn. And I'm like, what are you doing?
I might have pissed in the garden last night.
So that's where they're doing it.
Well, yeah, but mine's for a very good reason, because we've got a 3-year-old and we've got an 8-year-old. And sometimes they do fight or throw things at each other. And if they're both outside, I can't be like, right, you two just, you know... Look after yourselves while I go and have it. I piss outside so I can keep an eye on them. Robin's started sitting on his skateboard and going down the slide.
Yeah.
Kneeling on his skateboard, going down the slide. I had to physically take it off him yesterday because he stood on the skateboard and got ready to go down the slide standing on the skateboard.
But you know what it is, Chris? When we were younger, nobody would have stopped us. Rosie,
he lost his teeth when he was 2. It's not happening again. Mm. It's not happening again.
He actually did the other day.
Yeah.
Filming himself with his iPad.
He sent me it. Yeah, it was really, really good. Mm-hmm. But.
What?
I've seen too many YouTube videos of people falling over on skateboards. Right?
He's quite good.
Yeah, no one is go down a fucking slide standing up on a skateboard good.
True.
Especially we've got a bumpy slide.
I know. Listen, what I was saying.
Yeah, what's unsettling?
Walking over the metro lines. Like the train lines.
Yeah, the what's it called? Low level crossing? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. God. Had to walk over some the other day.
I don't like driving over them.
No, and walking over them's worse.
There's an underpass, you know, on that one.
Is there?
You loser. Yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, no, I know, but why would you do that?
Because you're unsettled by walking over the track.
I know, but if you look both ways and there's no train coming, you can go.
Not,
it's just
not that unsettling then, is it?
All right, maybe some bullshit. Just found it weird. It was just weird. I didn't really like it, but will I take an extra 3 minutes to walk under the underpass?
Definitely not 3 minutes. What are you doing?
Absolutely 3 minutes. It's quite far.
Not
and scary. I don't like walking under underpasses.
I suppose underpasses are
quite scary
as well.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so pick your poison. Get hit by a train or get mugged.
Do you know what I haven't done for a long, long time? I don't know if I've ever done it.
Sorry, 2 seconds, I just need to write that down.
What?
Idea for Saturday night TV show. Hit by train or get mugged.
Great.
Get that out of the producer. Get that out of the, what do you call it, the broadcaster. See who fancies that. Bidden war. Carry on.
It's horrendous. where we live, there's a Tyne Tunnel. You never heard the Tyne Tunnel. Yeah. It's a tunnel that goes under the water.
What? Under where?
Is it the river? River Tyne. It's River Tyne. Stop it.
Oh, I was just being a dick, but I got you there, yeah. It doesn't go through the water, it goes under the ground. A lot of people think it goes through the water like some kind of aquarium.
It doesn't.
Are you off your face?
I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah,
it goes under the ground. Really go quite deep then.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what she said. Not to me, probably to someone else.
Long time ago. Yeah, there's a pedestrian
tunnel, which still is. I've been through it on my bike. It's great. Love going through it.
Talking bullshit. Let's carry on.
That's what this whole thing is.
Can we just tell you right now? We are both knackered.
Oh,
by the way,
Rafe had me up at 5:25 this morning. 5:25. I was downstairs watching Bluey like a fucking winner.
When is it going to end, though? Because Robin's 8 and Rafe's 3, and they're just shit at sleeping. Just fucking sleep.
Yeah, no, they can't sleep.
The pair of them. And now we're trying to get them in their own beds, and they're just, I feel like I've got a baby again.
Yeah.
It's just rough, like. Oh my god!
Again, our kids are the only kids. When you were on Comic Relief the other night, I let Robin stay up until your bit, and it got to 10 o'clock, and he was so tired. He said his legs were aching. Remember when you're little and your legs would ache when you were tired? Mm.
Did he hear it when I said I would shag all of them?
No, he did. That's not. Horrendous. Thankfully, he was already asleep, Jesus, and I had my headphones Christ. In. So I let him stay up till 10, and then I was like, I'm not having this. I was like, oh, her bit's finished, and I was put him to sleep. So I let him stay up 2 hours later, plus than what he normally. He woke up half an hour earlier than he normally does.
Yeah, bastard.
Morning. Unbelievable. I don't know any other kid who... Everyone else's kid, it seems to be like, oh, yeah, we're on holiday. We just kept him up midnight. He slept until 10. It was great, really. Know, we'll miss I breakfast. Know. Well, fuck you. I hope you starve.
What's wrong with... Why? Why have we just got the most alert kids in the world?
Yeah, just
I'm so tired today.
I'm really tired. I'm really tired.
Hey,
this is good.
Half seven bedtime for us.
I'm going, honestly, as soon as this finishes, this podcast, I'm going straight to Kip.
Are you?
Straight to Kip.
You're actually going to have a nap?
Straight away. I might, no. No, because then I won't sleep.
I know. Oh, God. Yeah, man.
What's the answer? I might need to meet a sleep expert and get them to tell us what the crack is.
Yeah.
Because honestly, if I go to sleep too early, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm up, bang, ready to fight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heavens above.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to my debrief. I'm sorry. Welcome to Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Shagged, Tired, Married, Annoyed.
With my debrief of Comic Relief. My first ever live television experience, which a lot of the other presenters did not know that.
They didn't know it was their first ever live television experience.
And when I said it, I think a lot of them thought, oh shit.
Don't stand next to her.
Don't
stand next to her. She's going to say cunts.
Yeah, or just be crap. No, the way, can I just genuinely say it, right?
Yeah.
We meet people in this industry. Mm-hmm. We've met a lot of lovely people. We've met some absolute dog faces.
Dog faces.
I was going to say the C word, but I thought don't.
In every job you meet dickheads.
Yeah, of course you do.
It is what it is.
Everybody was so lovely.
Yeah.
I was so happy because, you know, a lot of the other presenters I've watched a lot of my life.
Yeah.
And I just thought, please, please, please be nice. And they all exceeded my expectations.
Great bunch.
Everybody
I've never met Lenny Henry, but great bunch.
Lovely man.
Knew all the rest of them.
Lush.
Nice.
So lovely. All just lush. Just really nice people.
Brilliant.
Anyway, so the things I learned... Right.
Okay, we've got a list.
I've got a little list.
Wow.
Okay. Don't dance so much. I danced a lot. I got really... Just when the music came on, I was like...
You put Paddy McGuinness off a couple of times. He was like, you're all right. Yeah, he was like, you're all right. He was like trying to do his line and you're just like absolutely throwing shapes behind him.
Because you know me. You know what I'm like.
Oh, I just blank it out. I blank it out. I don't even know what's happening now.
Yeah. Dance too much. I've got to remember to smile when I'm reading the auto cue.
Smile when you're reading the auto cue.
Because you can just get carried away with just reading, can't you? And you're like...
That's because you find it so difficult to read, isn't it? Tell
that is true. It is really hard to read and speak at the same time. Oh my gosh, don't wear more than one necklace.
Right.
I wore two necklaces.
Sound
I went
guy
for the layering.
Keep, sound
no,
guy
Chris, man, it wasn't the sound because that was on my lapel of my jacket.
Normally it rattles. Just to let you know, people, normally it rattles on a microphone and someone comes in. And the amount of times we did, when we were doing the chat show on the BBC.
Oh yeah, with earrings and that.
Oh, take your earrings off.
No, it was just it was just a nightmare because I kept having to like sort them out.
Right, okay.
So never doing that again.
Great.
These are just things I'm learning, Chris, learning on the job.
Okay. So don't dance around like some kind of prostitute or stripper.
Never said anything about sex work.
Don't wear all your prostitute necklaces.
All right, okay, right.
We're getting a theme here.
Right,
we're getting a theme. Yeah,
See if this one goes into anything.
Yeah.
Next year, if I do it next year, I'm going to bring mint for the backstage.
Oh, cock breath. Don't have prostitute cock breath.
No. My mouth is dry as sticks.
Oh, yeah, of all the prostitutes.
All this cock sucking. Why? What are you doing? This is for charity.
Just going with the theme. This is not for charity, don't you dare.
I'm going to... Next year, I'm going to take a straw because I drank from a can of water and spilt water on my jacket, which people got very upset about. I wasn't really that arsed, but everyone was like,
"That's prostitute stains on your jackets." Yeah, black light.
Last one.
Yep.
Decide on my hairstyle a long time before doing it.
And
because...
and we come full circle. Yeah. You went with ponytail up, which is the dick sucking one.
No, it's not.
Dance, travel, dancer, dancing.
I was gonna wear me makeup artist was gonna do my hair down, but I was like, I play with my hair too much. I touch my hair too much, so then we put it back. But I've had my hair put darker, and my hair just looked too dark, so then we had to put it fully back. But it was fine on the night.
It's going to pain us to do this. You know, I don't like doing this. You look absolutely fantastic. You look beautiful. I thought you looked absolutely stunning. Probably the best you've ever looked on telly. You looked amazing.
I'm telling you. Well done. So I'm going to tell you right now. I watched it back just for like purposes of, I try to make myself better and that and good at my job. I look great. But Maya Jama definitely put a picture on me where I looked like a toad. And I know she'll have not meant to because you only look at yourself when you put a picture on. But if you want to have a look, look at Maya Gemma's post about Comic Relief. She's put about 10 pictures on. She put one of me on in a conga and I look fucking disgusting. Disgusting.
The comic timing on when this happened in our house was just so beautiful. So I was standing at the stove slaving away and... I'd literally just said the same thing. I was like, honestly, you look fantastic.
I felt good. I felt for the first time since I've had Rafe. Yeah. I felt.
And we had a lovely little chat about it. And you were like, I felt really good in myself. And I was like, well, I'm really glad. And, you know, more importantly, you did a great job and you were funny and all that.
Thank you.
And like seconds later, you went on Instagram and you just walked up and you just showed us the. It's like side profile. You've got your chins out.
So bad.
Oh, so fantastic. Bad.
So there you go. But...
So personally from me, thank you, Maya Jama, because that was just a really, really funny moment.
By the way, I love Maya Jama.
She's cool.
I've told you, man, she was in rehearsals. Mm. She literally rocked up in a pair of hotel slippers. Mm. And I was like, I don't understand. I was like, what's happening? And she didn't have any flat shoes because she only had heels with her. And I was like, you already are just my kind of girl.
So she'd forgot.
She'd just forgot any trainer. She'd got any shoes. So she just had her hotel slippers on. But it wasn't just, she had them on for both days. And I was like, why can't somebody get this girl some shoes? Like,
I like that. You do that. I like when people don't take themselves
too
seriously.
She was really like proper and be, oh God, God. She is attractive. My God. She fucking, just radiant.
Her
just
and Joel Dommett. Her and Joel Dommett on the telly at the same time. Honestly.
Oh, just stunning.
I didn't know who to look at.
Yeah, lush. Absolutely lush. Everyone was lush. Great.
Very good.
Good times.
Good. So, well done.
Thanks.
And well done.
Thank you. Now,
honestly, from the bottom of my heart, shut the fuck up.
Okay, I'm done now and I'll never talk about it again. Done. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Okay, so enough of you sucking yourself off about how much of a good job you did on the telly with mates. Pathetic.
Did you feel jealous at all?
No, the slightest. When you were working and I was in bed.
I know, but did you think, there's me double act? Because we're like a double act.
Yeah, no, but you can do stuff on your own. I do stuff on my own. No, not at all.
Okay,
would have rather it wasn't a weekend, so I didn't have to have both kids the next day. That was a bit upsetting. But other than that... Fine, but honestly, if you could just keep them during the week.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe get your mum to have them when you're away. Great.
Do you want to tell everyone the fact that you only had one child to look after, though? You definitely palmed off the 3-year-old.
Of the night. Yeah, he wasn't
two
very
of
well.
The night. He wasn't, all of the nights that I was away.
He wasn't very... You were away 3 nights. He wasn't very well.
Wasn't away 3 nights.
Yes, you were. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. He wasn't very well. I had him on the Wednesday. He wasn't very well. And he was snotting and coughing all over us on the Wednesday night. And I had to record my stand-up special... job that you seem to have forgot about on Sunday, which I recorded. Thank you very much to everyone who came, by the way, to the warm-ups and to that. You are a phenomenal crowd. I'll announce when it's coming out and where.
Nobody cares.
Oh, well, Carl Hutchinson phoned us yesterday because he already accidentally announced it on his podcast and had to edit it, but about 600 people heard, so well done if you're in that gang of people who already know who I filmed it for. Bless him, he phoned us. He phoned us like, I'm so sorry. I was like, mate, it's fine. So that was great. But yeah, so I didn't want to be ill for it. And I was like, this 3-year-old is breathing all over me all night and he's snotty. I'm a little bit snotty now. I finally caught it. There it is. Finally caught it. But listen, enough of you sucking yourself off. Time for some education. You ready for some education?
Always.
Okay. They've been banging at the door. They've been emailing us. They've been phoning us. I've finally found two other things that are similar that people don't know what the difference is between.
Oh, God.
You ready?
Oh, yes.
Orangeries usually resemble a more traditional single-story extension, but of what's called a lantern roof. Now, a conservatory, on the other hand, has a fully glazed roof and tends to visually resemble an airy greenhouse.
You've said that in a horrible voice.
That's my voice.
No, but a lot of where am I?
I was trying to sound a bit professional.
It sounded awful. Do it again. Nice. Like, resemble. You didn't say your words properly.
All right, well, I might not have looked at it properly. What am I supposed to do? Resemble. visually resemble an airy greenhouse.
Yeah, that sounds better. You went visually resemble an airy greenhouse.
All right, sorry about that. Hey, you're supposed to listen to the facts. You're supposed to listen to the facts.
Okay, I know the difference between an orangery and a conservatory. Oh, I'll tell you right now what it is.
Yeah?
£40,000. £40,000 between an orangery and an extension and a conservatory. An orangery is a lot more expensive than a conservatory. Yes. Made of wood, conservatory is placa. UPVC. Tell you what. Hey, I tell you what. Seeing, you know how I'm doing my mum's house out, mm-hmm. which is
just really
stressful.
I'm not even doing it. I'm
you're doing nothing towards it, so you will absolutely never benefit from any of the funds that we make from this house.
Good. Don't want
to let you know.
Don't want to.
So UPVC windows nowadays, unreal.
Yeah.
Really good.
Yeah.
They've really come on.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I bought windows. And they've just they're just really good now.
I buy a couple of week.
Do you?
Get the windows in. Get the windows in. I've got at the back of the garage.
Oh, no.
I'll just keep them back.
Just really good. They're just really good nowadays. Like, we've got them in a colour, which took a lot longer. I mean,
so not just white now. You can get all colours.
All the colours.
Oh, well,
builder, you know, was a bit like, the windows will be here. I was like, we haven't got them in white. We've got them in a good grey. So they're going to take 8 extra weeks.
Oh,
so wasn't very happy about that, but look, it's going to look superb. Yeah, I'm going to take some pictures soon because it's just been a shithole, but now it's actually coming along a bit nicer.
Oh my God, are you going to start a house account on Insta?
Oh my God.
Oh my God, no, because start a house account?
Well, no, but that's a nice accent.
Is this better? Do you like this one? This is my house account. Oh my God, are you going to start a house account? Oh my God.
Hey, podcast. Your podcast.
Do you like this one? No, I don't say podcast. Oh no, I do say podcast. This is my new one.
This is my favourite accent of all time.
Oh, don't, because I'll forget how to do it. Hey, so have they ran out of...
Oh, no, please keep doing the voice.
Hey, how long have they been doing? 261 episodes. Have they ran out of material yet? Yeah, he just does funny voices and she pisses herself now. It's fucking tragic to listen to.
I love that voice.
Did you like it?
That's your house count voice?
It's like it's my posh sort of Geordie posh house count voice. They're doing a house count.
Yeah, I love it. Fantastic. I love it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, but Payne's going on the walls in that soon, so I'll take some picture. Maybe, do you know what it is though, right? This is me, right? I'm like, I'll start a house count. I'll do it for 2 weeks and then I'll never do it again.
Did you just say paint's going on the walls?
Yeah.
What a strange way to say we'll paint it.
What do you mean?
Paint's going on the walls.
Well, it's just going to be more... At the minute, it's just...
Yes, but what
shit.
A weird way to phrase that.
Paint's going on the walls.
We'll be painting it. We'll be painting the walls. We'll be getting it to... Paint's going on the walls.
You got a podcast.
I just thought that's a really weird thing to say. Hey, after this, I'm a bit hungry. I think food's going to go in the tum-tum.
I'm starving, actually.
Oh, yes, she can. Oh, pinball brain. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's Beef? What's Beef? What's Beef? Beef, 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 beef.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Oh, you want straight in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
My beef with you is that whenever I slag the kids off, which isn't actually that often, whenever I slag them off, you always just join in. Mm. You never, ever, ever stick up for the kids.
Wow.
You always just go... Yeah, I agree. Whereas sometimes I need you to kind of go, oh, but no, but this and that.
No, no, they have got...
No, because when you slag the kids off, which you do a lot, I'll always say, oh, don't, and look at them. So just before, actually, you came in here full of hell, and I made you feel better, and you went, never lose that positivity. But you know what? Mm-hmm. You are whittling me down to losing my positivity.
Sorry,
sometimes I need you to not slag the kids off or not slag a situation off.
Right, this is mad. So what you're saying is you need me to be a fucking mind reader, because sometimes if I go against what you're saying, your exact words
just with
are,
the kids.
Why can't you just agree with this? Why can't you just listen and agree with
not
this?
Not with the kids. I just need you to have their back.
Okay.
Mm.
So you really slag them off?
Well, okay. No, not I don't all the time.
So I've got a...
you're going to say what I said this morning?
No, I've
don't
got a Mac.
Say that.
I've got a Mac. So on my Mac, I can open up the text app and I can read a text that I got from you as I got off stage when I was filming me special on Sunday. Now, it might not stay in, but I read it to Carl Hutchinson while we were in a taxi on the way to a curry place and we both had quite a laugh. So I text you after my first record of...
Bear in mind, this was Sunday, so this was the...
You've done, comedy relief, and you've come back and had them for a day and a half.
Yeah, absolutely shattered. Yeah.
So,
And the emotional roller coaster of live TV, and I was very nervous.
Okay. So I get off stage. I've done one record of me special.
Yeah.
I text you saying it was great. Yeah. You said okay, yeah. You know, hope the next one's as good. I got off stage and I had a text off you saying, "Off to bed, honey. Hope the second record went just as well as the first. Hope you took it all in. Because if you think you're going on tour and leaving me here with these wankers, capital, anytime soon, you've got another thing coming. Night, night, love you. Kiss, kiss, kiss."
So, this is such hard work sometimes.
Oh, when they're both, when they synchronize their dickheadery, there's hell on.
They're just, absolutely hard work. And. Yeah. Yeah, when they've been with grandparents as well, as much as we're so lucky to have grandparents and their grandparents in their life and they love them and adore them, Jesus, they let them get away with murder.
Because the grandparents don't have to deal with the fallout. Yes, it can have a bag of Haribo because when that sugar hits you in 20 minutes, you'll not be my problem anymore. Yes, it can have a nap in the afternoon because you not going to sleep tonight isn't my issue.
But it's little things like, so I realise when we've got them, the manners are lovely and whatever, but when they've been with their grandparents, you hand them something, they're like, Rafe like snatched an orange off us the other day. And I was like, excuse me? And he just looked at us and I was like, what do you say? And he went, thank you. I was like, you little prick. What happens though?
Everything goes out the window. They don't push on manners. They don't do anything. They're like little fucking pharaohs for 2 days when they're with the grandparents. It's mad. It's mad.
Honest to God.
Anyway, speaking of hard work, speaking of the kids, my beef with you, this has been going on for some time now. No. This has been going on for some time now. So you like to sort of play the part of cool mom, anything goes. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, you can stay up late. Yeah, and I end up having to deal
with
it.
I don't.
Just wait.
Because you put barriers in front of stuff that doesn't need to be there.
I put barriers in front of stuff because I know something's going to turn into a pain in the arse.
I disagree. Nah. Robin loves checking the... Is this about the postbox?
Nope.
Robin really enjoys just checking the postbox. Nope. You've got something against him being unable to go outside and check the postbox.
I'm telling you right now, I'm going to say it now on this podcast, he is going to snap that key off in that postbox and we're going to need to get a new postbox. I'm telling you, he's going to snap that key off. He rags it and I'm telling you it's going to snap
with
off.
Him?
No, because then I've got to go out the pissing down rain. Anyway, listen, what you did it Saturday night, right? What you like to do is, again, oh yeah, great, yeah, peace and love, yeah, do whatever, I'm cool, mom, yeah. And then I deal with the fallout of it, right? So Saturday night, both kids, right? Can we fall asleep downstairs? Oh, I'm like, can yous not? So it's a bit easier. I'll take yous up now. No, you let them fall asleep downstairs. Come on. Oh, kids, dad's not cool. Come on. Right? They both fall asleep downstairs, right? I think I went to the gym or I did something and I came down and saw you. And then you went upstairs, disappeared upstairs to bed to put all your ointments and potions on your face.
Mm-hmm.
I had to carry both of them up one by one. All the bedding across a floor of Lego while you're upstairs self-caring in your other room. You set up the, yeah, you can have dinner on the roof, but who's got to get the ladders out? Dickhead here.
Thank you.
Yeah?
All right. Oh, sorry. Let me just have a little look at your penis now. Can I have a look at your penis? Is it intact? Is everything working? Yeah. Do you piss yourself on a trampoline? I carried them two fuckers inside my body and I wrecked myself. So don't fucking give me this bullshit if I had to take some bedding upstairs. Because nobody feels sorry for you, Chris.
Wow.
Nobody feels sorry for you. Shut your stupid face.
Wow.
Because I'm not in the fucking mood. The only reason they fell asleep downstairs as well, everyone. Just I'm getting across. The only reason they fell asleep downstairs is because they won't go to sleep unless I take them up to bed, right? And I wanted a Chinese and I had to wait for the Chinese to come because it was late. So that's the only reason they fell asleep. So God forbid that I wanted to enjoy me tea and not have to lie in bed with two ungrateful little twats. And you're the third ungrateful little twat.
Third ungrateful twat.
Fucking hate living here.
So the main problem being there that you wrecked yourself having them, carrying them. Well, you know, you should have done. You should have checked yourself before you wrecked yourself.
Privilege.
Is this a real one?
The privilege that comes from you.
Is my male privilege?
God forbid you had to carry your
children. I stood on a bit of Lego.
Asleep.
Stood on a bit of Lego. Good.
I want to split up.
Not until we've done 500 episodes. Hey, we're halfway there.
That's tragic.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public. Public.
Public. As always, if you'd like to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
Hello, Ramses. Long time listener, first time emailer and all that.
And all that.
Jazz. And all that jazz. I recently got my girlfriend into SMA. Hello, nice to have you. Ooh. Having listened from the start and been to the tour and a time of writing, it is St. Patrick's Day. We are currently sat in a pub beer garden in Devon, surrounded by people dressed in the appropriate green with Irish pints.
Got you.
She,
Irish so, pints. Guinness. Irish pints.
Yeah. Pints of Guinness. That was just last week, wasn't it? Paddy's Day.
Sunday.
Totally passed me by. Yeah. Paddy's Day.
Going after filming my special, going through London in a taxi, going to a place for a curry. There was a lot of absolutely hammered people who definitely weren't Irish walking around in the big Guinness hats.
Right.
With extremely red, been drinking all day faces.
Right. Just love a celebration, man.
Yeah.
People just love a celebration.
Oh, you know, if there's a reason to have an all-day drinking session, I don't begrudge anyone.
I kind of miss it. Do you not remember? I was thinking about this yesterday.
Mm.
I just miss, not having the responsibility.
I know what
before
you mean.
Kids, when you could just get pissed whenever you wanted.
Whenever I'm... I was telling this beforehand. So whenever I'm, out and about during the week and I see someone, you pop somewhere for some lunch or whatever, and there's people there getting on it and having a few wines and that on a Tuesday, and you think, look at them on a Tuesday. I'm so jealous. I wish that was me on a Tuesday getting pissed during the day. That would be amazing. Then on the very rare occasion that is something I do, I'm ashamed of myself.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm looking around at people who aren't, and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I've got a life. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
It's a funny one. Okay, so they're out in the beer
in
garden.
The beer garden in
because
Devon.
The sun started shining, which is amazing.
For that one day, which was great. Yeah,
was depression was now. Lifted. Lovely. And his girlfriend, okay, she just pointed out a guy sat alone, in brackets, no judgment yet.
Right.
With a pint of milk, brackets. Judgment starting to build.
Yeah, he's got that wrong, hasn't he?
We then watched in horror as he got a protein shaker out of his bag with some powder already at the bottom and simultaneously poured the milk into the protein shaker while stirring with a fork, which he has to borrow from the table next to him.
Oh, my God.
Brackets all head to toe in the aforementioned green. So he's out for Paddy's Day.
But he's having a protein shake.
He's having his protein
with
shake.
Milk as well. Kind of fucking casual has it with milk.
Do you not have it with milk?
Water.
Is it water?
Well, if you want the gains, if you're serious, mate.
Okay.
I'm sure all the gym bros out there.
He's having a protein shake.
I feel like he wants to look serious, but I feel like if it's not got milk in, he doesn't like the taste. Well, McDonald's and get a fucking milkshake.
All right,
Gym bros, serious gym bros. Unsweetened, unflavoured protein with water. Fucking disgusting. I have a vanilla ice cream one, but I do put water in it.
Do you have protein chowder? Do you have
protein chowder?
I have protein chowder. I'm really dead. Do you have protein shake?
I haven't had protein shakes for a while. I haven't done it for a while, but I do have a protein shake now and then. Yeah. I've done a bit of the old pump and iron, like.
I find them, like, I just, like, you know, and do people do, like, protein pancakes and that? I'm like,
yeah.
How much of your life is this? Do you know what I mean? I get eating healthy. I do. I understand eating healthy. I think we should. I think we really should look after ourselves. Yeah. The order we're getting. You know, we try to eat well. I'm always like,
it's
I'm
not
big
about
on vegetables.
Eating healthy, though, is it? It's about getting more. It's get protein to build your muscle. So it's if you want to put a load of muscle on, you got to up your protein because that's what builds the muscle.
Okay, I get it, but
yeah, in layman's terms,
you're gonna have a pancake. Just have a fucking pancake. What you gotta have a protein pancake for?
Because you want more protein to gain muscle. Do you listen to anything I say? But my point is. Having it with milk in public is extremely weird.
Okay, yeah, no, cat. It is. It's awful. I would hate to have watched that.
Like a muscly cat.
It says here as well, oh yeah. The man in question is in a knit jumper and cargo pants, although the bag does look like a gym bag. We know Chris likes details, so he's probably Would you have it? Do you have protein after the gym, after a workout?
Now, I do know scientifically that just before or just after doesn't really matter, but normally after, people have it after.
Good bit of protein after.
Yeah, but again, though, a big fucking pint of milk, loads of fat in that, so I don't know what he's trying to do.
Yeah, there is actually a lot of calories in milk. Do you know how I know?
How?
I ordered the kids a Deliveroo McDonald's the other day.
Brilliant.
And Steph's...
It's Wild West, isn't it, when I'm not here?
Oh, absolute mate. Wild West. Oh, there was no cooking being had. McDonald's, Chinese, the lot.
Yeah, the dishwasher was still full when I got back. Weird.
Well, we're not fucking animals. We ate it off a plate. But the girls, me, Steph, my best mate, her little girls, Nancy and Maggie, they got milk with a Happy Meal, which I didn't want to judge, but I was like, that's gross.
Milk with a Happy
Meal? I was like, what drink do you want, girls? And they were like, milk. I was like, fucking weird. I need to speak to Steph about that, actually. Really put a sour taste in my mouth. I was like, milk. Anyway, it has the calories next to everything, which I find very upsetting.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know.
It's got to be done, hasn't it?
The little milks was like 156 calories, and I was like, wow.
Yeah.
So yeah. Mad, innit?
Bizarre. But I don't know what he's doing.
Milk with a Happy Meal.
Well, you get a milkshake with a main... People get a milkshake with a main meal, so I don't see your problem.
Both got very good teeth, to be fair.
I feel like you're being unnecessarily harsh on those kids.
No, I love them to death. I love them the same as my kids. Don't even. There's a question here. We have a question for each of you. Chris, would you do this? Oh, you're about 3 years away from this.
Less than 3 years. Rosie, we're getting the solar panels, man. We're getting solar panels put in the house, and we had the guys putting scaffolding around the back, and I nearly went out and did me cold tub while they were putting scaffolding out because I was and I thought, I was like, I'm not bothered that they see me, but they will be like, yeah, he's a knob. He came out and did a cold tub while we were fucking doing it. Yeah.
Can't
so I didn't do
that.
It.
Especially bearing in mind that those blokes were like out in the rain.
Yeah.
Putting scaffolding up. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
And I'm like, oh, it's cold in here. And they're like, yeah, we'd be cold all day.
Every day.
So I didn't. I'm growing. I'm learning.
Good.
I'm growing. I'm changing. I'm trying.
There's another question.
I'm listening. Yeah.
You're not listening. If you found out Chris had done this, would you still fancy him? No.
She hasn't fancied me for years. If I'd seen this guy, I'm joking. If I'd seen this guy, I'd have probably went up and felt his muscles while he was having his drink. I think that would have been.
I just like.
If I'd had a couple of Guinnesses, I'd walk past, and as he was drinking it, I think I went, whoa, and grabbed his pants. There's a big lad.
We've said this before. Was it you or me who knew the guy who got the tinfoil out with the chicken breast? Wasn't it?
We've said it before, He went into. Yeah, someone I know told us a story of a man who went on a staff night out, and he went to literally a nightclub and got a protein shake out of his pocket and gave it to the barman and said, can you put that in the fridge for us? And then in the middle of the dance floor, opened up a foil packet, and everyone thought he was like getting out like Pablo Escobar levels of cocaine, like a fucking ounce of cocaine. But it was a chicken breast that he started eating in the middle of the dance floor. And everyone was like, have a fucking night off, lad.
Just horrendous.
Yeah.
The fact that they kept it in the fridge for him.
I mean, the doorman aren't doing their job. That's a nightclub, that. He's brought in a fucking pint of liquid and he's brought in foil. Hey, honestly.
Do you remember, I think it's changed its name now, it used to be called the Glass Spider in Sunderland.
Yeah.
You'd get food at the middle of the night, do you remember?
Yeah, it was great. Up at 5 in the morning, the chips and burger till 5 in the morning.
Yeah, I got nachos in that.
Nachos?
Aye. What'd you call cheese? That's not yours.
Don't.
Please.
Don't.
Please.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Nacho cheese. I'm going to write that down. Robin will love that.
Fuck's sake.
Nacho cheese.
That's the level, guys. Funny voices and jokes for 8 euros.
Nacho cheese.
Thank you for listening. It's been fun.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Still getting so many icks, right? And I know that it's done to death, but they're just really interesting.
I love them.
And actually, I think they're not icks, they're beefs.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
Well, it depends on the fall, yeah, but yeah, I love them.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me anonymous. My husband always takes a face cloth in the shower with him. And no, oh, really, I'm so sorry. This is, I don't mean, remember this, right? Okay,
digress
we're talking about,
is the word you're
digress,
looking for.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say divert, but that's like traffic. in the bath the other night, the kids, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and you don't even think that they notice these things, but they're getting older and like wise. I used the flannel to wash Rafe's backside, right? Yeah. And his front. Yeah. And then I wet the flannel and I went to wash Robin's face and he's like, ah, God! Yeah. He's like, Mom, just wash Rafe's bum with that. And I was like, oh, yeah, man, shut up. Like, the proper no, don't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Robin, I mean, yeah. Rafe couldn't give a shit.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's not a fan of that kind of crack. That's
no,
not,
so now you'll never use that flannel ever. Yeah, no, you will never use that flannel.
That flannel's gone. Might as well burn it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so anyway, my husband always takes a face cloth into the shower with him. Yeah. And no, not to wash his face or his bits, okay? He does this so he can cover his eyes. So when he washes his hair, the shampoo doesn't get in.
Oh, you just shut them, you baby.
He is 43 years old.
You've not got eyelids.
It says here, just close your friggin' eyes, I feel like seeing. So this is what I never understand about people's relationships. It's always, I feel like seeing this. I wish I could say this. Fucking tell him.
Sorry.
See what you're doing.
So he doesn't like why he's not just shutting his eyes. So he doesn't like getting shampoo
in his eyes.
So he puts shampoo on his hair and he washes it. And then when he's rinsing the shampoo off, he puts the flannel over his face. So he's fucking waterboarding himself.
Yeah, I think
he is essentially waterboarding himself.
It's more the soap. There's more to this story.
I hate him. If I knew him, every time I visit his house, I would bin that flannel. I would take it home with us every single time.
I wouldn't be having sex within an hour of that, of seeing that.
Right, okay. Puts it over his eyes.
It's awful, that, isn't it?
Shut your eyes.
I know. Not long ago, his mum stayed over.
Oh, God, what does she do?
Right. She said to him...
She calls him to give him his goggles. There's your goggles.
No, she said to him, do you wash your hair the same way I do?
Oh, God.
It suddenly became very clear when he got this... Where? It suddenly became very clear where he got this wonderful habit. She's a step worse, though. She's so scared of getting soap into her eyes, she leans over the bathtub on her knees like she's a 7-year-old getting her hair washed by her mum with a face cloth over her eyes.
Oh.
And then lots of vomit emoji. So the mum.
Aunt family's weird.
Aunt, I know, people are very weird.
So it's just like soap in your... So he has been taught from a very early age that getting soap in your eyes is the worst
really
thing in
bad.
The world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Pepper spray him. Please.
Mm-hmm. No.
Sorry, that was really hard.
It's awful.
Yeah. No, don't pepper spray him, but you know, maybe just like aftershave or perfume or something. Just
I quite like getting like water in my eyes.
Soap's not good though. Why don't you get him some of that baby? What do they used to call it, man?
No more tears.
Get him some no more
yeah,
tears.
Yeah, get him that. That would
fucking
be good.
Rhubarb and strawberry baby shampoo.
Yeah. Fuck. I've gone rogue recently.
He'd still be like, it still hurts when it goes in. Shut your eyes, you nosy fucker.
I've gone rogue recently. We've run out of kids' shampoo, so I've just been using ours. And it's the same.
Oh, the kids?
Yeah.
I thought the hair looked older. It's only Robin. He's got hair for 45-year-old bloke. What have you been doing?
He's been using...
Rafe's gone grey. Change it back. Babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo, ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Listening to this week's podcast, Dog In, Rosie talking about Star of the Week, broke back some funny school memories that I thought I would share.
Okay.
When I was in primary school, if you were good in class, the teacher would write your name on a little ticket and put it in a box.
Right.
Whoever has the most tickets with their name on won Star of the Week and got to get an award in assembly.
I need to pause this right here. I've just remembered.
What?
I got a text this morning.
Yes.
Off our longtime producer of TV stuff and tours, Robin.
Yeah.
Her and her daughter were in the car this morning listening to last week's podcast episode, specifically where I said, if you were a prefect, fuck you.
Right.
Our daughter's just got made a prefect.
Oh! Oh, well done. Oh, you horrible bugger. See? They can be very proud of.
Well, you know, I think they need to be taken down a peg or two. And also what I forgot to say last week when we were talking about prefects, when I first saw a prefect badge and I didn't know what a prefect was in the juniors, I misread it as perfect. And I was like, wow, they are. Yeah. Imagine getting a badge to wear around school with perfect written on. They must be
perfect.
Absolute kiss arses. Anyway, so they put the you did well in the class, they put the teacher would write your name on a bit of paper, put it in the box, and then you'd what?
So whoever had the most tickets won Star of the Week and would get an award in assembly.
Okay. Can I graph would have been better, but carry on. Graph on the wall so everyone can see how what score everyone's
that's
on.
House point.
Could have been used for this as well. Stupid. So you put it in the box. So then one, you put it in the box, and no one knows where everyone is. No one knows if they've got to put a bit more effort in. And then the teacher's got to count up a little bit of paper at the end of the week.
I'm just suggesting a graph.
That's all I'm so angry
just
about this.
Just calm yourself down.
Okay, sorry.
I would never win. I don't know how to take this next bit. Mm-hmm. And like Rosie just desperately wanted attention.
Nailed it. Absolutely nailed it.
Is that what you guys think about me?
Yes.
Yeah. So, listen to this. Mm. I stole a blank ticket, went home, made loads of photocopies on my mom's printer, wrote my name on them, and put them in the box when no one was looking the next day at school.
No way.
I continued to win Star of the Week for 3 weeks.
Shut up.
Before the teachers noticed and called my mum in.
Called your mommy.
Shocking that, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, it's amazing. It's industrious. Uh-huh. I'm really impressed.
Yeah.
Can't believe it took them 3 weeks. Mm. Tells me they actually didn't really give a fuck
about the thing they were doing. They were just scribbling shit down.
And I don't know if I'd be able to bollock my kid for doing that. If we got pulled in because Robin had done something like that, I'd have to do that thing where you act like you care in front of the teacher. And I don't know how they get that.
I'd tell him off for that. That's like cheating. That's really not cool.
I'd be like, oh, what did you do? Photocopy the room. Oh, you little bastard. McDonald's?
No.
No?
I would not. Oh, why are we so different at parenting? That's not something that you could reward.
I wouldn't reward it. I would just... It
McDonald's is a reward.
Well, coincidentally, that night we're getting a McDonald's. I'd make the milk. How about that? You have to get the milk. How many calories? You have to get the milk. I don't care how many calories it is.
You'd be gutted.
Neck it. Neck that milk.
There's another one here. Yeah. This family is rogue.
Right, okay.
This family, chances.
Yeah.
Another funny one for you. Once my mum got called into school as my little sister, 5/6 years old, was selling Calpol sachets for sweets in the dinner hall.
Oh, God. That's actually bad. That's bad because it's got paracetamol in it, isn't it? If you get too many of them.
That's not great.
Calpol sachets.
Honestly.
Oh, the hard stuff. You got any 6+? I'll have to speak to my guy.
Oh,
I'll
6+.
I'll have to speak to my guy.
Robin's on 6+. And he sometimes says, like, can I have the old one?
Yeah.
So I just give him 4 of them.
Well, I agree. Yeah,
4 2.5.
Fucking wonder how many calories is in that.
You'll be fine.
Makes milk look like water.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, both. Would you rather? Would you rather?
Hey.
Would you rather? Would you rather suck your mum off or your dad?
Oh,
that's the new sting for this section.
That's not the question, though, is it?
No, it's not the question. It's just. Right. Sorry, that was really awful, wasn't it?
Off of your dad.
That was horrible. I'm sorry. I don't mean it.
No, it's okay. You know, it is what it is.
It is. Right. Hi, both.
Yeah.
Would you rather? My friends Fantastic. And I have debated many times, and if a new person wants to join the group, we always fire it at them to see what their response would be.
Like an initiation question.
Yeah, and if they would fit in with the rest of the group.
A new person wants to join the group.
Well, no, because it's true, because it's one of them things.
Like it's a formal thing. Oh, you know, right? We've heard you want to join the group. You know what I mean? They're all standing there.
Popular?
One of them's got a toothpick. One of them's just flicking a coin. You know what I mean? Leaning up against a wall. They've all got leather jackets on. Spiky hair. We hear you want to join our gang. Chains. They've got
like
wallet
the
chains.
Birds.
Yeah, they've got wallet chains on.
Mm.
Yeah, you want to join our gang. So, initiation. You ready? Would you rather this or that? Answer carefully because, you know, if you answer wrong, you will be going home.
Yeah, well, they're cool guys.
Yeah. Back to the library with you. Come on then.
But you can judge because if somebody said to me, if we said this and they went, oh no, I don't like vulgar things, I'd go bye.
Mm. Oh yeah, people who don't like swearing.
You're a lovely person and you know, and that's great, but I can't be a really close friend with you because, you know, part of my love language is swearing and being very vulgar and disgusting and really inappropriate, if I'm honest with you.
There it is.
That's how my friendships work. Okay, so are you ready? Would you rather?
Yes.
Would you rather have a vagina mouth or penis fingers?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
What's wrong with everyone?
They are all functioning.
In what way?
God.
In what way?
Pissing out your fingers or pissing out your mouth. I'd have to have the fingers. I couldn't be having a vag mouth.
Fingers.
And what way would it be?
It's not going
to
be.
Because it would have to be sideways, wouldn't it?
So would it functions as a vagina and not a mouth? So you haven't got a mouth. So you're going to die in a couple of days anyway.
think we've have we done this on the podcast, or have I just thought about this in real life?
Maybe we did hot dog fingers.
Years ago, I remember me and my friends used to say, "What about vagina, like on your forehead?"
Right, just wear a cap.
Oh, okay.
Wear a cap really low.
Okay.
Ugh.
Sensitive little penis fingers, though, wouldn't they be? Penis fingers.
Are they circumcised or not?
I hope not, because that's sensitivity.
Worse, isn't it? Yeah. So either you've got no use of your hands whatsoever, they're just penises. So that's my point. My point is that they haven't got knuckles and nails. They are just floppy. So you've got no hands. So you've either got no hands or you've got no mouth, but there's a vagina there, there's penis there. But this is the worst
one. If you got turned on, though, they'd probably be a bit harder, so then you would be able to do more stuff with them.
5 erections.
Oh, God, they'd all be pointing back at you.
Yeah. High five!
Oh, God, they'd all be like, literally, if you're turned on, they'd be pointing right, like double-jointed
you're
fingers.
You're kind of lightheaded. Oh, all the God. Blood rushing to your fingers.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh. But then everyone will be able to tell when you're turned on if you have the vagina mouth. Could be like, hey, stop dribbling. Wipe your mouth. Stop dribbling.
Oh, God.
Stop drooling. Stop clacking.
Ugh.
I don't want either of them. Okay. I don't know. I agree. Penis fingers have a hat to pick.
It's awful.
Penis fingers have a hat to pick, and I'd wear gloves all the time.
Right. Yeah.
Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, I have a quick question for you and just wondered if you could help clear up whether this is very normal or in fact totally weird and also a bit rank.
Okay.
Ha-ha. I have long brown hair and I'm sure...
Rank, weird. Oh, sorry, is that another...
No.
Okay.
And I'm sure as a fellow woman, Rosie... Yes, you would.
Thank you for clearing that
you
up.
You know what it's like with stray hairs appearing all over the house and on floors, etc. Yeah. I do. Yeah. When taking a clean load out of the washing machine, I sometimes find a small clump of them which have gathered together during the cycle.
Okay.
Some people do have loads of hair.
Some
that
people
falls
mold,
out.
Yeah. Big, thick. Old
me,
heads
every time
of
we
hair.
Meet Angela's Bean round, I'm like Angela's Bean because it's just long dark hair everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's been talked about on the podcast before how they even end up in your cracks. After washing your hair in the shower, like in your arse crack.
Lovely.
Yeah, it does happen sometimes. Lovely. Not to me that often. No. I'm really trying to keep my hair's gone so thin since having kids. So like, God, I'd push it back in.
Got you. Right. Mm. Okay.
However.
Yeah.
Maybe this is on a different level. Mm-hmm. But my boyfriend regularly, in brackets, I'd say once or twice a week, mm-hmm. right, will pull one of my hairs out from his penis. And remove it from under his foreskin where it has wrapped itself around and got stuck.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Garrotting his penis. Oh.
What do you think of that?
I think it's fucking disgusting.
Turning
my
vaginal radiator off. It was getting a bit hot. That's
from under his foreskin?
Yeah, once or twice a week.
What the hell's going on?
I don't know.
Is he humping her head in the middle of the night in the sleep? Is a head humper?
Do you think... So she's probably... I mean, listen. They're going to listen to this.
Yeah?
And, you know. Do you think he's doing that for sexual pleasure? And he's like, oh, your hairs get everywhere, don't they?
I can't imagine a hair around a belly.
Chris,
be the worst thing
people stick headphone wires up.
The end of their tiddlers. Yeah,
their tiddlers.
Fair
come
point.
On.
Fair point.
Bit of hair
fair
wrapped point. Round. Bit of extra, like, you know... tension.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
What? How often is she molting and where is he putting his dick is me two questions.
Where is he putting his dick? He says how this can sometimes be slightly painful and jokes how one day he's going to accidentally circumcise himself with a strand of my head hair.
That's the worst. That's just absolutely disgusting.
Is this normal? Has it
no.
ever happened to you guys
no.
or any of your fellow, no. listen, fellow listeners? Has it happened to you guys? Has it ever happened to you?
No.
You ever had hair wrapped around the end of your dick?
No.
Never ever?
I'm a very clean person.
I don't think it's got anything to do with being clean.
Yeah, it has, because I don't know why I was getting there. I don't know what the hell's going on. There's got to be a level of... The hair has to be there for a while for it to end up getting wrapped around your dick. So it's have to be in your underpants or somewhere.
Do you think they sleep naked, though?
So possibly.
Then if it's in the bed.
I'm telling you, he's humping her head in the middle of the night. He's getting a hand. She's asleep. He's getting like, get one of them... You know the app on your phone that records your sleep and you just hear him getting a handful of your hair and just sticking his dick in it. I'm telling you. Awful. The hell's going on?
I think maybe the thing to this is that she molts more than most people.
Right.
I think that might be what the answer is to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is he, are they banging to like heavy metal and while she's head banging, has he got his pants off and is he windmilling and is it just catching it in midair?
Maybe. Email back, let me know.
Yeah, don't. I'm not that old.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Please keep me a new mish.
Absolutely.
I've finally written in to tell you my revenge story, which could include a Rosie's mystery.
Revenge story? Revenge from what?
It's a revenge story. A story that ends with something about revenge.
That's Did you just make that up?
No, it's from Mean Girls, the musical. Oh. So I wish I'd made that up. God, would you have been impressed?
No.
It's a revenge party. A party that ends with somebody's head on his bike. An ugly crying. It's a good song. Anyway, several years ago, my mum was cheated on by her then partner of many years.
Oh, heavens.
She had an inkling that he was up to something. And finally, the day came along when she caught him red-handed in the, in the act.
Oh, no.
After many weeks of still living in the same house as him, albeit very hostile and uncomfortable, the time came when she was going to move out. During the week, she slowly moved her belongings out and into her new home, returning for the larger furniture and bits at the weekend. I helped throughout the week and used the opportunity to facilitate my revenge. I had a plan.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Okay, it's a she. Okay. My mum's ex-partner had a bit of a sweet tooth.
Okay.
Sitting down to a dessert of some kind every evening.
Oh.
Nice. And therefore...
Treat yourself.
Always had a stock of frozen delights in the freezer.
Delights?
Like just frozen stuff, like treats. Ice cream, okay. Treats, delights. Cakes, bloody blah.
Frozen delights. I might take that. I like that.
Yeah.
Got any delights in?
Could we make like a dessert and call it Frozen Delights? Is that being done?
Are you trying to make a company?
Chris, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm always trying to make...
No, we're busy. Stop it. Delete.
Do you remember mini pancakes? Findus mini pancakes.
Crispy pancakes. Yes.
Oh, nice then, weren't they?
Yeah, they're amazing.
Lived on them. Right, okay.
Don't know where that came from, but carry on.
Neither do I.
Not even sweet.
No.
Savory.
No.
Your head's a fucking pinball machine. Come on. Come on.
Try living here.
Back in the room.
Hurts, man. I put my plan in motion while helping her move some belongings midweek.
Oh, my God.
I opened the chest freezer. Love a chest freezer.
Chest freezer. Oh, someone's staying, Harry, you dirty cheater.
And took out a gatto from near the bottom so as not to make it unnoticeable that one had gone missing.
Gatto?
Like a frozen...
I know, I was just decking a gatto.
I love a chocolate. Sara Lee chocolate gatto.
Can't bear a gatto.
Holy...
Worst thing
ever. Oh, nah, you're wrong. Leave it in the frost for like 3 hours and
make
then
your mind
it's
up.
Just
are you
done.
A cake? Are you an ice cream? Make
mousse.
Your mind up.
No, it's mousse, man.
Awful.
It's mousse.
Awful.
Placed it in my car and took it home with me.
Right.
Once home, I carefully opened the cardboard box, took the gatto out and left it on the worktop, allowing it to defrost.
Right.
This could be the Rosie's Mysteries part.
But it's defrosting, so but they don't lose their shape, of course. It just...
What do you think she's going to do?
I'm thinking... If it's on the bench, it's in the kitchen, it's not on the toilet yet, so feces and urine are on the back burner for me. But your cat foods and your dog foods, I'm thinking you're going to taste meat in that immediately. So that's a one bite and
it's
gone.
A sweet thing.
I'm thinking possibly soil or cat litter.
Okay. All right.
Little chunky, crunchy bits. Or dog chocolate or cat chocolate or something. Chocolate. Am I wrong on all counts?
You are wrong.
Fucking hell.
Okay.
What's left?
You were closer. Well, you didn't really give us a real answer. You just kept going around the houses with different
spunk.
Stuff.
Spunk.
You're wrong.
Funny juice.
You are wrong. Shut up.
While
defrosting, I took myself to the toilet and had a wee in a container.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, here we go. Frozen wee. Fantastic. Okay.
Just enough to satisfy my revenge.
Right.
With the gatto now soft. Nice.
Yeah.
I poured the wee all over the gatto, watching it soak into the cream and sponge.
Oh my God, this is
not content with this.
I can see it. I can smell it.
Yeah. Not content with this. I placed the gatto in the back garden beside an ant's nest.
Right.
Allowing the busy little creatures to fill their faces with the Sara Lee. It was a Sara Lee gatto.
Oh, I'm sure they'll be buzzing to be mentioned in this horrific tale.
There you go. Sorry, I love a Sara Lee gatto. This is nothing
so
to do with
ants, apparently.
Lee. Yeah. After a while, I retrieved the gatto, carefully replaced it into the box, discreetly sealed the side up, leaving the box looking as it had just come out the factory, and popped it in my freezer until the weekend.
Oh.
And poor ants. The weekend came and I returned to help move the larger items, gatto in tow. People were moving bits and bobs in and out, so I had to get my timing just right, Chris.
Jesus.
As luck would have it, though, the chest freezer was in the utility room, so it was easy to access. And when the coast was clear, with a wry smile on my face, I popped the gatto back where I took it from, leaving it looking like it had never left the freezer for its little adventure.
Oh, my God.
To her pissy back garden.
Sorry.
To this day,
yeah,
it gives me great satisfaction knowing that one night he would have sat down to enjoy a lovely creamy sweet dessert laced with whey and enjoyed by ants. Revenge certainly is very sweet.
I mean, one, you're a psycho. Two, how much did the hot piss melt that gatto or change the colour of it? Because there's a chance he opened that and went, the freezer's turned this bad, and slung it straight away. I'm sorry to burst your bubble
why
here.
Did she? No, let her live in a world where he's eating that piss.
Okay. Okay. In a perfect world, with that new lass that you cheated on your mum with, he might have done a bit of food play and he might have been, let's have a gatto, and they might have rubbed it all over each other and ate it.
Go.
Ants, piss, and you were involved. Technically, they had a threesome with you and some ants and your piss. Well done. Well Hope you're done. Fucking proud of yourself. And Sarah Lee, get in touch if you'd like to send us.
Listen, has it put you off wanting one? Not me.
I don't like them anyway.
On my way, I'm going to drive to Farm Foods now.
Wouldn't
get
touch
myself
one. Wouldn't
Sarah Lee
touch
gatto.
One with an ant dick.
Why? What is it that you don't like about them? Because I love that. I love the mousse and the chocolate, the sponge.
All
I
the things
it.
Are just all the sponge is too light. Don't like it.
Oh, that's
the mousse is just mousse is pointless. What mousse?
I
what
love
are you
mousse.
Doing?
I love chocolate mousse.
Only eat mousse if you've had your jaw wired up in some kind of accident.
No, I don't believe in
it's
that.
It's just not a thing. And I don't like the chocolate on. The chocolate's never very nice. It's always a mix of dark and light. I just don't like a gatto. Hey, I tell you what, prove us wrong if you want. But I don't like... Oh, am I going to do it? Have I done it again?
What?
Am I going to be Mr. Gatto next week?
Hang on. Hang on, though. No, hang on, though. You are you sitting here going, I don't like... Have you ever had one?
Yeah.
Oh, you
yes,
haven't?
I
you
think
haven't?
I've had a gatto.
No, you haven't.
I think I've had a gatto.
Oh, God, you're going to love
I don't like the idea of a gatto. I don't think I've had one.
You've
I might
had
have had one.
One.
I think I've had one. I don't think I like a gatto. It's like a Viennetta. Is a Viennetta a gatto?
It's nothing like a Viennetta.
I like Viennetta.
I love Viennetta. It's right. Nothing like... Do you honestly think it's like Viennetta?
No, I think it's like a cake.
It's defrosted. It's a cake. It's a creamy
cake. So my thing is, I don't like a cake.
You're such a prick.
I don't
You've
like a cake.
You've never even had one before.
I don't like a cake that looks like it's trying to be the fucking Disney castle. I don't like too much going on. I like a sponge with a bit of icing on.
Right.
I don't like all
you
of this.
You said that you literally did nothing but slag off toasted tea cakes for years.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're having one nearly every other day.
Well, that's bullshit, because, no, I haven't. But I do
have
one now and then. Yeah, okay, right.
Right, I'm going to get with a gatto. You're going to love it. You're going to love it.
How much protein's in a gatto?
None. Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Shag Mind Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
It is. And we are, and it is. And thank you very much for listening. If you want to get in touch at shagmindannoyed@gmail.com, please remember to follow or subscribe, whatever the hell it was that the people in the office were telling me about. I should have been listening. I might find out the full details for you one day, or I might not. Just like and subscribe or follow. Or look, I don't know, because guess what? I don't listen to podcasts because I'm a massive prick. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.